This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri's General Assembly adjourned this month without addressing a budget shortfall that transportation officials say will devastate the state's roads and bridges over the next few years. As St. Louis Public Radio's Joseph Leahy reports, there's little dispute MoDOT desperately needs more funding. The trouble is getting lawmakers to agree on where to find it.
The I-270 overpass at New Florissant Road has metal nets fastened underneath to catch crumbling concrete before it lands on traffic below. The bridge needs to be replaced, but MoDOT doesn't have the funds. Instead, local officials hold a press conference near the highway's exit ramp to illustrate the problem that MoDOT's regional engineer, Greg Horn, says is expected to get worse.
So roads like Lindbergh, Manchester, Olive, Clarkson, Highway K, Gravoy, we will not be doing any construction projects on those. We're not going to abandon them. We're going to patch potholes, we're going to plow snow, and we're going to mow the grass, but that's about it.
Horn is describing MoDOT's 325 plan, which will fully maintain only about a quarter of the state's system starting in 2017. $325 million is all the money MoDOT projects to have by then, and only enough to maintain the state's so-called primary roads.
We're in a crisis. Our state has never been in this position before.
Steve Miller heads the state's Highways and Transportation Commission.
We have never been in a position where we've had to tell the voters that we simply can't take care of the system anymore and that we're shutting down services.
MoDOT has already closed six bridges indefinitely statewide because they're unsafe and need repairs. And according to the National Transportation Research Group, TRIP, 22% of Missouri's major roads and highways are in poor condition. Miller explains most of MoDOT's funding comes from a 17-cent fuel tax that hasn't changed in 20 years. He says with inflation, more fuel-efficient vehicles, and rising construction costs, MoDOT's budget has plummeted from $1.3 billion in 2009 to about $700 million this year and, as mentioned, is expected to drop to $325 million by 2017. Thus, MoDOT and other public officials have embarked on an unprecedented campaign to inform the public, releasing studies, issuing press releases, and hosting a series of news conferences across the state. At another press conference last month in Chesterfield, transportation officials and supporters made their case again for a 2-cent fuel tax increase that ultimately failed in the Senate this month. Lynn Tenges, president of the Associated General Contractors of St. Louis, says countless communities across the state know their roads and bridges need repairs and upgrades.
Every chamber of commerce, every district, wherever we went in the state, everybody had the list. When we would get to the last and say, okay, how are we going to pay for this? Crickets. Nothing.
Supporters of the fuel tax increase say it was especially important this year to keep federal matching funds for 2017. According to MoDOT, the state will lose $167 million in federal transportation funds without an additional $42 million in state revenue. But the Show Me State's aversion to raising taxes has lawmakers in Jefferson City standing firm.
It's just real simple. I'm a Republican, and the Republican platform says that we should not balance the budget with new taxes.
Senator Rob Schaff of St. Joseph says he favors MoDOT finding more funds from elsewhere in the state's $26 billion budget or offsetting the increase with reductions in income taxes on low-income families.
I just feel that if we're going to ask Missourians to kick in another $100 million, they ought to have a vote.
Last year, Missouri voters rejected a ballot initiative to increase the state's sales tax by 0.75 cents to help maintain what is the nation's seventh largest highway system. Watching it crumble over the next few years may be the most compelling argument for lawmakers and voters to approve the funding that it needs. I'm Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.
Oh, good morning, Missouri, and how have you been? Living all night just to see you again, and the thunder behind me and plenty of wind. The mountains ahead where I'm going. This ragged old car says hello to you too. Many a mile since when first we were through, just a couple of drifters with nothing to do. We'll go where the wind was blowing. Your cornfields lie waiting for the sweet summer sun to bring back the life winter took on the run. And it's westbound through your small towns with a song to be sung, child on the open road. As it runs up behind, as it burns down the track. another old day. Share one or two and remember. The dark of the night lifts away with the dawn. The fools on the road will be out before long. And the birds in the fields lift a flight with a song. My song of the old. The fools on the road will be out before long, and the birds in the fields lift a flight with a song, my song of the open road.